Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. This is a tape of beginning instruction and practice for playing drums for the Dances of Universal Peace. This side will offer several basic beginning beat patterns. To begin, take a few deep, relaxed breaths and center yourself. Try to create a habit of this before you drum each time, so that drumming can always bring you to your own peace. Remember that drumming for the Dances of Universal Peace is for the service of the leader, the service of the dances, and ultimately for the service of the Creator. We are using a dumbbek worn over the hip opposite your dominant hand. Remove all your rings. Now with closed fingers, find the sweet spot toward the middle of your drum. That's the place where the voice of your drum can sing. Bounce your hand off the head and let it vibrate. Don't let it stay there. Don't let it stick there. Just bounce it like you're bouncing a ball. Vibration is life. When we make this sound more toward the middle of the drum head, we'll call it doom. 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 Try saying it and playing it at the same time. Doom. 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 Okay, do you have it? We'll go back to it later. The second sound is the beck, made more toward the edge of the drum head. Definitely not on the hard edge of the drum. That may hurt your hand. Now, with the same hand that you created the doom with, swing it slightly out toward the edge of the drum and use less of your hand to make the beck sound. So you'll be using maybe the highest joint at your fingertips toward the edge of the drum for a beck sound. Beck, beck, beck. You hit it even sharper than you did with the doom sound. Beck, 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 beck. Say it while you play it. Beck, 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 beck. Good, now you've implanted in your mind that whenever you say the word beck, you'll be playing this sound. Beck, beck, beck. Good. Now we're going to play the doom and the beck sounds, back and forth. We allow our arm and hand to swing smoothly across the front of our body, making full use of the shoulder joint. The doom sound will help the dancer's feet know when to step during the dances. Let's play for a while in an even rhythm. Use this section over and over again to practice with later as a timekeeper while you practice and to figure out a new complementary second drum part. Ready? Doom beck, 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 doom beck. Thank you. Now, let's get your other hand into the act. For the most part, you'll only be using half of your fingertips with your non-dominant hand. Take them over the top of the edge of the drum, curl them around the edge of the drum at about a 1 o'clock position. Then let them tap the drum. Actually, I'm only using my two middle fingers. Depends on how loud you play it, whether you use all four fingers, or just the middle two, or whichever fingers you really like. We'll call this sound E. It adds flourish and energy and helps keep the time. E, 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 E. Okay, let's play a pattern in which we use all three sounds. This is a basic rhythm which you will be able to use for many, many dances. The E sound is placed squarely in between each doom and beck. Let's speak it first. Doom E beck E, doom E beck E, doom E beck E, doom E beck E, doom E beck E. Now slowly put your hands where your mouth is telling them to go. Doom E beck E, 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 doom E beck E. Okay, now let's play it in a good musical rhythm. I'm going to leave a silent space so that you can find it later on when you need to practice. Here's a variation of that basic rhythm that we just played. Doom, Becky, doom, Becky, doom, Becky, doom, Becky, doom, Becky, doom, Becky. Notice that the E is made only once, and it comes quickly after the beck. Speak it a few times with me. Doom, Becky, 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 doom, Becky. Now, allow your hands to do what your mouth is speaking. Doom, Becky, 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 doom. Good. good. Now let's try it in a musical way. I'll give you a pause so that your machine can find this later on. Keeping an even speed or tempo was very important when playing for the Dances of Universal Peace. A very important benefit of the dances is that it develops an internal sense of rhythm. Not necessarily a musical or metronome-like sense of rhythm, but in a deeper way. As one breathes rhythmically and walks rhythmically, one's life may become more rhythmic and even. If the drum speeds up or slows down, it can disturb this process for you and for the dancers. Here's another variation. Beck doom, e doom, 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 beck doom, e doom. Notice with this one that there are two dooms with a dominant hand before the hand goes to the edge to make a beck. Speak this variation. Beck doom, e doom, 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 beck doom, e doom. Now allow your hands to play what you are speaking. Now that you know this pattern, come to a standing position if you're sitting, or if you're standing, stay standing, and begin to walk as you play. Take a step for every doom. Beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, step, step. Attention to your breathing. See if you can breathe rhythmically. Breathe with the rhythm. Breathe with your walking. Now let's put two patterns together. We'll do three. Beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom. And instead of playing a fourth one there, we'll put in the first basic rhythm. Do me, Becky, do me, Becky. All right, let's try it with our mouths first. Beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, do me, Becky, do me, Becky, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, do me, Becky, do me, Becky. See, it gives more of a flow to the drumming pattern. Let's try it slowly first with our hands. Beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, do me, Becky, do me, Becky, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, do me, Becky, do me, Becky, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, do me, Becky, do me, Becky, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom, e doom, beck, doom. Let's flow with it now. As you become more at ease with the instruments, you'll discover that you can put one or more, two, three of these patterns together. As you learn the patterns, they'll be at your disposal. And you'll also discover little extra beats or flourishes that you like and that will come naturally to you. Flourishes add energy to the dances. An outward, energetic dance will be supported by flourishes. And a calmer, more inward dance will be supported by fewer flourishes. It is actually easier to keep time with a few flourishes because then the hands have a dance of their own, which is smooth and flowing. Now, one tip about keeping the pattern and keeping the speed even. If you're playing a certain pattern with several beats within a phrase, and suddenly you find in the middle of a dance, the tempo speeds up, you find you can't fit all the beats of your pattern in, you'll notice then that the dance has sped up. You can do one of two things. You can either say, Amin, stop the dance and say this needs to be kept slower, or you can subtly slow down your own tempo by slowing your own breathing down, or you may just want the dance to continue at the same up tempo. Up to now, we've been working with a 4-4 rhythm. Briefly, let's see how we can play a 3/4 rhythm or a waltz rhythm. In other words, when we hear a melody, we can count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and so on. Depending upon the song and its movements and words, either the 1 or the 2 or the 3 can be emphasized. I usually accent the 1 because that's when the dancers step. Here's a rhythm we can play for a 3/4 waltz time. Doom, Becky, Beck, 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 doom, Becky, Beck. Let's try playing it now.
Shamboo.
You have that one? Good. Then we'll speed it up and we'll change the very feeling. We're still going to be playing a 1-2-3, 1-2-3, but it'll be faster and there'll be more flourishes in it. So this will have more fire and energy to it. Listen for the flourishes and the extra becks that I stick into the pattern and jump in there and give it a try. One, two, three.